SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is in the market for a new attorney general after handing Pam Bondi her walking papers.
In announcing the firing of Bondi, President Trump described her as a great American patriot and a loyal friend who faithfully served as attorney general. He praised her work and said she will be transitioning to a new job in the private sector. Despite his positive comments, the president was particularly unhappy with Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files. Writing on social media, the president said Bondi's deputy, Todd Blanche, will step in to serve as acting attorney general. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And War Secretary Hegseth looking for a successor to the Army's top uniformed officer, Chief of Staff General Randy George.
A Pentagon official has confirmed that George has been asked to take early retirement from the post of Army Chief of Staff, which he's held since August 2023. The ousting of George is just the latest of more than a dozen firings of top generals and admirals by Hegseth since he first took office last year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A couple of U.S. allies are answering President Trump's call to assure freedom of navigation in a strategic Mideast waterway.
French President Emmanuel Macron and his South Korean counterpart, Lee Jae-myung, say they have agreed to work together to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says the strait has been effectively closed by Iran. Having left the Earth's orbit, the Artemis II astronauts continue their journey toward the moon. They're first space travelers to leave Earth's orbit since 1972. They're on course for a lunar flyaround early next week. No trading today on Wall Street. The stock market is closed in observance of Good Friday. The market ended the day mixed yesterday. This is SRN News. Canada has helped a blind man commit suicide.
John Maloney of Alberta did not suffer from a terminal disease. He was losing his sight to glaucoma and so applied for assisted suicide under the country's expanded eligibility and was approved. Pro-life advocates are expressing horror and point out that Canada has been steadily expanding assisted suicide since it was first legalized just 10 years ago. Next year, the government is set to begin letting people with mental illness take their own life. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Texas has dismissed a lawsuit seeking to allow churches to endorse political candidates without losing their tax-exempt status. The suit challenged the Johnson Amendment, arguing it violated First Amendment rights by prohibiting electioneering from the pulpit. The Trump administration had supported the plaintiffs, but District Judge Cam Barker ruled that he lacked authority to approve the proposed consent judgment in this case. This is SRN News. A growing number of Americans have unretired in recent years.
They're returning to the workforce after ending careers that span decades. Many are motivated by inadequate retirement savings, rising living costs, and a desire to stay active. Some are finding gig work or contract jobs through apps or digital platforms. They're delivering people and parcels, taking care of pets, or folding other people's laundry because they can set their own hours. But retirees and experts say the informal nature of gig work has downsides. They recommend making sure the pay will be enough to cover on-the-job expenses. Keith Peters, Washington.
Amazon will impose a 3.5 fuel and logistics surcharge on third-party sellers doing business on its platform starting later this month. This amid a recent spike in fuel prices. The temporary fee is effective April 17th for many of the sellers on Amazon. More details at SRNNews.com.